puppy first. Welcome everyone to the E-Spot, the hottest podcast made just for you. I am Miss E, your hostess, and today I'm gonna try to give you some fun because I don't have any special guests. My special guest is my own. Yes, I am here all by myself. And, what happens is holiday, so it's a very rush time, and I am in vacation now, so yay! And it's very hard to get people, so I don't know if this year I'm gonna have another guest, okay, another special guest, but I promise that next year, that's very close, 2 weeks, we're gonna have a lot of special guests here, okay, and a lot of people and a lot of subjects, so that's it. Today I'm gonna talk about exhibitionism. That's a fetish that I have, and it's a very regular fetish. It's basically you show off public or semi-public in a sexual way. Okay, I mean, you don't have to, you know, to, how can I say, you don't have to weigh, to walk naked on the streets, but you can put a short dress, a tight dress, and maybe a huge cleavage, and when you are asking for coffee, you just bend over the counter and make people look at you and say, hey, please, can I have a coffee? You know, just a thing that makes you sexual in non-sexual situation, or maybe just make you sexual in sexual situation, like camgirls. Yes, I think that if I could, okay, I have some issues here, but if I could, I would be a camgirl, definitely. And it's just so arousing, and I would love to do this. I mean, I am into a group, okay, and I show off a lot of time there. Yes, I do. Everyone that knows me and is in that group knows how many times I send pictures and sexy pictures, maybe really, you know, naughty pictures. And if you see my subreddit, I have a lot of pictures there. This is a thing that just turned me on. Just show myself is such a turn on. I love it. I love to know when people are looking at me, and you know, those you walk and people look at you, and especially men, and they're just, oh my God, so hot. Yes, that's my exhibitionist side, and I love it. The exhibitionism, it has a very blurred line, okay, between what people understand and between what really is. I mean, it's not because a girl is an exhibitionist that she's offering herself a piece of meat without respect, and she doesn't deserve respect. Some exhibitionists, sometimes I talk to some people and I say, oh my God, I just hate when men treat me like a piece of meat, and they say, yeah, but we are porn artists. And I say, no, well, I am a porn artist, but I deserve respect, okay? So bitch, don't PM me your cock unless I ask for it, okay? And yes, well, it's a very complicated thing. It's not because you are an exhibitionist that you are offering yourself without respect. You deserve respect. I deserve respect. Everyone deserves respect, okay? No matter what, no matter how or what are our kinks. And it's a thing that is, you know, it's not related, right? It's not related. If you see a girl showing her boobs, showing her pussy, showing her ass, showing her legs, she is not asking for someone to treat her without respect, okay? This is a very manly and misogynistic idea. It's not cool. and a very, very long wrong here idea here. I say manly not in a soft way, you know, just like a masculine way, but unfortunately we know that well you know misogynist and stuff, that's the kind of thought. Okay, so it's all about the culture that boys can have multiple partners through their life, and they are the beau, the you know, the hero, the cock hero, and the girls has to be a virgin until they get married, and you know, just do cute things. It's a very, very wrong talk. I mean, when you exhibit yourself, you are just having fun, you are just turning on, and you are just showing, hey, look at these legs, they are gorgeous, don't you think? Yes, I think so. I mean, we are gorgeous, so why the fuck hide, right? It's a kink, it's a fetish, it's okay. Also, we have problems with copyright images. I mean, it's not because a girl just is showing her off that you can, you received a nude, a private nude from her, you can just show everyone without her consent. It's not about it. Even exhibitionism has the consent, okay? So it's not, this is wrong too. You can't just, you know, show off a person that, well, is not you without her or his consent. And because we are doing this for fun, okay? We are doing this for your amusement, and we are doing this for our amusement. So it's a win-win, okay? Why be nasty, okay? Why be a creepy person? Also, exhibitionism is a very regular thing, and a lot of people has it. As I said before, you don't need to walk naked or semi-naked in the street, but you can do it. You have ways to do it. But yes, we have exhibitionists that, you know, sometimes they are, especially in BDSM, they are, I saw already girls walking leashed with their owners, and sometimes I see it here, and I watch and I say, oh my god, this is so fucking hot. Yes, I am not a pet, okay, and but I really think that's hot, that's sexy, and it's very cute. So it's a way to, how can I say, it's a way not to turn you on, but to have pleasure to be seen, okay? It's not about being an attention whore, I'm sorry to say so. Well, maybe yes, if we are attention whores, so what the fuck? Why not, okay? It's very cool, by the way. And it's a kink or fetish that doesn't harm anyone. Actually, if it harms someone, I don't think that's a kink or fetish, okay? But it doesn't hurt, doesn't harm. It's just a thing that you show off and you show yourself. You can put a very short dress, a big leverage. You can put stockings. You can dress in a very provocative way. And people will like you. Will look you. And they will like you, yes, they will like what they are seeing. So, yes, it's a way to call attention and to have this kink or fetish realized, okay? I like a lot to be an exhibitionist. I like to show off my pictures. I send some videos, some friends sometimes, and for daddy. And he likes it, and I even were talking with him. Was talking to him last night, and I said, "Well, if you want to show off to everyone, I'm just okay because I'm so exhibitionist. I'm sorry, daddy." And really, it's cool when you find some people that are just like you, because you know, you just treat them with respect. I have a lot of respect from exhibitionists. Yes. And to be quite honest, I think that, in my opinion, everyone here is an exhibitionist. I mean, You were a performer, right? So exhibitionism is not just about the body, it's about the voice too. And you are showing off your kinks, your fetish, your voice. You are moaning for us. You are coming for us. So yes, you are a damn exhibitionist. Maybe different from me, maybe not. Maybe you like it, maybe you just do it because you want to have fun. But yes, I think that everyone here in GWA is an exhibitionist. So that's it. I'm sorry about a short e-spot today. I really don't want to take a lot of your time, okay? It's a very short subject, but you can ask me anything that I promise with a special guest. I will return into this subject. I want to see someone's, I want to find someone really exhibitionist to talk about it, and we're gonna have some fun, okay? So I just came here to tell you a little bit of my favorite kink. And yes, thank you very much for listening to this. And I hope you have a great week. Bye. Mwah.